bottle red, bottle white. Whatever kind of mood you're in tonight, I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
Yeah. singing, stop this train. I wanna get off and go back home again. I can't take the speed this thing is moving in. I know I can't, 'cause now I see I'm never gonna stop this train. Never gonna stop this train. Oh, I'm never gonna stop this train. Oh, I'm never gonna stop this train. Oh, I'm never gonna stop this train.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap again, you first heard The Prince of the Hanging Gardens. That one was by Beatenberg, which Peter mentioned was the soundtrack of our first trip to Vermont, and then you know we played Novomore, which is kind of the soundtrack of the second. But that band has come to mean a lot to us and Scott. So that's the closer from that album, which you may or may not hear at a later date if you were listening very closely to some events you should check out in regards to my good friend Peter. And thanks again, Peter, for that. That was a lot of fun. We were texting about it after when we were in high school. I'll keep the story short because it's a little, I don't know. There's a computer lab and there's these like little microphones, and we would basically pretend like we had a podcast. It's kind of similar to Thoughts for Your Thoughts, which is from Parks and Rec. But I guess a lot of little things moving around here. But basically, we would pretend we had a podcast, and we would essentially take turns asking the other to speak on a new allegation and controversy surrounding their life, which was usually made up. But now I'm excited that there's a real controversy, but it adds some real weight to those chats, those podcasts, that there's an actual controversy around Peter's horse and his betting. And we know actually as a fact that he's a dirty cheater and has no respect for the game and the betting environment that we've created. So thanks Peter for really ruining the sport for all of us. So I hope you think about what you've done. You know, all these years it was just a joke, and now it's become real. So but I guess, you know, thanks for coming on the show and spending some time chatting about music and controversies, just like we've always done. So next was Scenes from an Italian Restaurant by Billy Joel. It was actually, I think it was his birthday yesterday. So happy birthday, Billy Joel. That song means a lot to me. I wrote a paper about it in my introduction to Western music. So we spent a lot of that listening to classical music and going through kind of an in-between period, and then like experimental electronic stuff and like defining what music even is. So one of the examples was, I think it's called like 4 minutes and 33 seconds. And the sheet music is just, I'm forgetting the technical word for it, but it's basically is don't play. And the idea is that whatever noise happens during that performance is the music. So anyway, that's kind of an aside from this song. But the final project was to choose a song to analyze the structure, the words. Basically, yeah, just go really deep into a song, and that's the one I chose. And I think it's just one of the most beautiful songs ever written, and there's a lot of emotion that he portrays in that 7 minutes, and such a, you know, I guess relatable story. I haven't aged enough to really experience that change of those people that were popular in high school that became not so much, and you have it all in one time, and you could lose it all in a matter of years. And I guess it was, you know, for me, again, that transition from high school to college was a lot. And there are times where, you know, you think about, man, life was great in high school, and now I'm at this school with people that I don't know, and doing this major that's supposed to give me a job and all that stuff. So, you know, I felt relatable at the time, you know, looking back on high school, but I guess, I've had a great experience here, and you know, I don't feel like I've peaked or anything like that, but it's a applicable going forward, just graduating college and having a real job and all that stuff. That contrast of the glory days when, you know, in high school and versus what it's like to be a real person, I think is pretty interesting. And it's such a great song. And then I guess going off of that, Stop This Train, I was texting with Scott about what John Mayer songs to include, because there's so many that we love. We really got into John Mayer in high school and really kept that up through all of college. And we decided on this. I don't know if it's really our like undoubted favorite song, but it's applicable to this time of life for us graduating college. And you know, it's like Stop This Train, like where life's going so fast, it's like pump the brakes, slow down. Like what are we doing here? And then as the song goes on, he's talking to his parents, and well, I guess he starts he's scared of getting older, which is so relatable for us. And then his parents kind of give him good advice, and basically, you know, he says you can't stop this train, like it's gonna go no matter what, and you kind of have to deal with it. So, and it's from Where the Light Is, which is hands down our favorite John Mayer show. It's one of the only ones he has on Spotify, but for us, that's been such a staple of our music, love of music and love of John Mayer. So it felt very fitting to play that one. So I hope you enjoyed those. I'm really rambling on and on. So yeah, we've gone through the first hour. So we're chugging along here, and I hope you've enjoyed what we've played so far, what I've played so far. But up next, here's the long haul. You know, warning for those that don't like jam bands, but unfortunately I love jam bands, so you got to deal with it. We have two songs from Cornell, the famous Cornell show on May 8th, 77, which had its anniversary on Saturday. And this is, I said that Loser was my favorite single recording. This is my favorite pair of songs that they play consistently, and every time I hear them, I just, it makes me happy. And so this is what they call Scarlet Fire, Scarlet Begonias into Fire in the Mountain. And Fire in the Mountain was kind of the first Grateful Dead song that I ever knew. My dad used to play it on ski trips, you know, Fire in the Mountain, so it kind of made sense. And I just always loved it. One of the first songs I learned to play on guitar, mostly because it's two chords, B and A, back and forth the whole time. But so this is just a really great performance of that. And Cornell is such a renowned show in the Deadhead community, and certainly my favorite show of theirs. It's really held true to the test of time. And so yeah, I guess I'll stop talking now and play the songs, I suppose. But here is Scarlet Fire from Cornell, 5877.
All right, now we're gonna play everybody's favorite fun game, Move Back. Now when I tell you take a step back, everybody take a step back, right? Right. Okay, take a step back. And take another step back. And take yet another step back. And another, take a step back. Everybody feel better? What do you mean no?
All these people in front are getting horribly smashed here. So that means all you people in the back have to move back.
Or feel
just
real
move
guilty.
Back some.
Then all your friends up front won't be real bug-eyed.
1942. Sky was yellow and the sun was blue.
Strangers stopping strangers, just a shaking. Everybody's playing with the heart of gold.
Thank you. Thank you. Do
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. You just heard, as I mentioned before, Scarlet Begonias into Fire on the Mountain from Cornell, May 8th, 77, a legendary show, and my favorite pairing of songs that they play consistently live, and that's one of my absolute favorite versions of that. I love the commentary you get at the beginning from Bob and Jerry about the crowd stepping back. I hope you guys enjoyed that little I don't know, bit there. I'm glad they put it in the record, because I think it's pretty funny. But yeah, next was "You Enjoy Myself" by Phish, off of Alive One, excuse me, which is one of their, I think it was one of their original, like, officially released live albums, and to this day is still one of the most famous. But to chat about this one, I have my good friend Scott Jackson on the line, and it's an honor to have him on. So let me get him on here. Scott Jackson, you are on air.
Hello, Marshall. Thank you for having me one last and final time.
Absolutely. Yes, one last time. It's great to have you on. You probably have the award for most in-person, I guess also sort of in-person remote recording appearances on the show, but you are the record holder, and I guess that will stand as the show wraps up. But you've been a great fan of the show, and also a great contributor to the show with your music suggestions, as well as your the time you've spent chatting with me about songs on air. So mm-hmm. Thanks for that, and it's great to have you back on one last time.
Yeah, of course. I didn't actually know that. That's a huge honor.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think who your competitors are. You're definitely Peter has been on a bunch, but I think you've had a couple times when you've been here alone that put you over the edge. So, congrats. Yeah, I would give you a trophy, but I don't have one, so I'll mail you something. But
that's okay.
but that's the highest honor that we're that's the major award of the night. So. The award ceremony has just begun and end within a matter of 1 minute. So congrats on being the sole champion.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. So let's talk some Phish. This is kind of as good as it gets in my eyes for Phish, but you were the one who kind